You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shalom Kay. Efshir Shevashoy Bismanis Hidasat Torah Psua, Shena Molid. It was a Psua Daka in the year 2448. The Gemara says in Yevamis, there's a hole in the testicles of Psua Daka. Nemal Oilam, Afshirishtana Teva. So now the question is, do we follow the Chazanish? Do we say, well, then the Teva was, so that's a Psua Daka, even though the Teva changed. Now we go to this question. Today, people can have babies when they have a Psua Daka. So he says,
Afshishtana Teva, Yon
Eza Mimine Patsua. So do we say, Shabizvanasira Tzorishenu Molin, Nasa La'olam, Afshishtana Teva, like the Chazanish said by Treifus, so Moshe is going to make a very fundamental difference between Treifus and Psua Daka. He says, it's here, Mishum the name, Hashenu Molin, Eno Ika Issa. We'll say it like this. Oi, what does he say? Afshishtana Teva, Ezminan Psua. So, in other words, is the fact, he wants to know the Rav Moshe alumnus. Is the Eino Moilid make
that's
the Issa? Is the Eino Moilid, look what he says.
That's what I'm trying to argue.
But we're going to see, he's going to discuss it. Mishum the name of the Mashino Moilid, Eino Ika Issa. The Ika Issa is the wound. The heart, the Psua Daka with the Shamayim, like we had in Taifas, difference if the lungs turn hard, be the other Midei Shamayim. Same thing with Psua Daka, except reverse. The Psua Daka with the Shamayim, kosher. The same thing by Treifas. So Daka b'day Shamayim is kosher. Avshenu Moilid. So he's proving, Rav Moshe, that the Iker Iser is not like Eino Moilid, because Daka b'day Shamayim is kosher. Even if it's the same wound, it's Eino Moilid. Avshachinuch, listen to the Chinuch's tam. See, the two tamim for Psua Daka. One is, you want men getting married, married men that can that have kids. You know what he says? Chinuch says, in time b'shrusha mitzvah, she lema'et lema'es ma'isa malki akum. Malki akum. They used to make eunuchs. They used to take the slaves and castrate them to take care of their harem, the harems. So they used to castrate. Who can you trust? So they would castrate the males. The Sori Sim, we read about in Tanakh. The Sori Sim.
To sing. Castrati. They call it castrati. The singers. They didn't want them to lose their voices. So they had beautiful, beautiful voices if they castrated the children.
So they keep those. Yeah, that's nice. Who did that?
They called the castrati. The Italians did it.
Italians. Maise Malki Akum. So the Chinuch learns that's the reason. Shemesarsim Azucharim, Lemanosim Lishomi Hanoshim, Shazab Bitsua, Idei Shemayim. So according to the Chinuch, it makes sense to make a chiluk between Psua Daka and the other Mivdei Shomayim. Kidemasek, the in Tainazu, it's a time b'chiluk, it's a bein hanifse b'di adam hanifse b'di shomayim. Mikomakar. So that's, according to the Chinuch, it makes sense that you make a chiluk between humans. He's learning the reason for the mitzvah is why the kings, right, to show that we don't like what the kings do, to show how it's mias what the kings do, so they asked it. Mikomakol my times they no iker the dina. Who said the chinuch is right? Ela neimu shumishum deloze sheno mol azehu is. This is not izino molid amashu patzua v'dak v'charis, wounded or crushed or cut the adam hu aisa. Mashamu meru rak simen. See, Rav Moshe wants to know lom this kedarka Rav Moshe. Is it a simen or is that the isa? The Gemara says it's ain't no moilet. It's a psua daka v'charis nesu. She also shall mora al dezeh. Him kino ya simen al elush lo lidu machmozeh. Van a sina satayra. Just a simen. The Rav Moshe is saying today they can give birth. So what? The not giving birth is not the siba of the iser. It's just a simen. The kivan there. So I missed the line there. The hepeshum. So it comes out both ways. What about the time of the Torah when it could give birth and today it can't? Hepeshum alid mizman says Torah shishtana v'lo yalid. No, it could be the ikar is not where they can birth or not. The ikar is the womb. Chumatziru kainz abisa treifa. Ah, so now Rav Moshe discusses treifa. Shemanu isa treifa. Shaminan zeklal. Shein kama achaya treifa. Mishnah Membeis and Chulin, Ein Kamar Chaya. And the Rambam says, it's totally, quotes the Rambam, it's totally the way it was then, even though it changes, quotes the Rambam, the Isa Barambam, the one that Chaznish quoted, even though today in medicine we have cures, what does the Rambam mean? He also once explained the Rambam. I think he's going to give a similar explanation to the Chazon Ish. Not exact. So look what he says. See, Bishma the other way. Remember we just had a Gemara a few days ago, about the new treifas. Someone ought to say, you hit him this way, he's a treifa, so why don't you add treifas? So he says, Bishlama. Masha Kosa, the Halachiyot Beis, like we just had the Gemara, Ein Lo Sif Al Treifas. Elu. Shkoshi Yuel Lebei Mechutz Me Elu, Shemenu Chachmei Adoris Rishon, Sein Bevotei Dine Yisrael, Ef Shishet Tichye, can live. Fin Lo 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 Why? Like he quotes the one Nadal we just had a few days ago. Shumitam, Shit Mar Chul, and Daf Nadal, Gemiri. We have a tradition, the Badri Samachai, Rakshmenu Nishka Chafua. We don't know the Fua, but there is a Rafua. Mashmet Mikomakom, Shemfarsh, Shemashikos Baramba, Efshetichia, Futam Hagmara, Shegmirish Efshetichia Adisam, Shnish Mechachwerofim, Shemizman Rachronim. So that's good. There was a cure, it's not a trefa. The doctors don't know the cure, but there is a cure. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, there's really a cure for everything. So, you know, he's saying, okay, the Gemara says is a cure. We don't know it, so what? If there's a cure, it's not a treifa. But what does the Rambam mean of a lehepach? What does the Rambam mean that today, that we, in the time of the Gemara, it was a treifa? Now we could live, it's not a treifa. Of a lehepach, shchazin and ata, shefshet techiyah yidei samim. The gambalo samim, some of them don't even need medicine. Harin leka shum teiritz, alomish nishtan ha-tevim. Nishtan ha-tevim. Chazon Ish suggested that also, right? That was one of the Chazon Ish's answers. The Shtanu Ateva.
So if the Teva changes, it doesn't change our law.
Right. The Shtanu Ateva. The law changes the same, but it remains the same. Ein letaritz. B'shum dekaimon d'vadi treifel machshirin. Oh. B'shum dekaimon d'vadi treifel machshirin in the Ramah. A vadi treifel, you're not machshir, it lives 12 months. He quotes the Ramah, maybe, it doesn't matter, it's a treifa. Even if it could live 12 months, like the Ramah brings the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Machshir Mechuchaya, his Ramah, look at the different reasons. He gives some fascinating reasons. I've quoted this Tshuvas HaRashba, but I never said exactly. And somebody brought to the Rashba, something is a treifa, it lived 12 months, it's still a treifa. So what's the pshat?
Two reasons, he gives.
He's Ramah, Mem Zayin. Toshayach Zerak b'mikro she'in u'shteifa echot chay yosim in Beit Chodesh. You know what Ramah says? Maybe it's a nes. Maybe it was a nes. Shavu l'chay zekma zenes. V'lo nechsha mitzad nes. Maybe it's a nes. Moshe Hashem makes such a nes. That's one of the answers of the Rashba. Maybe it was a nes.
Shom. Toshayach.
Yeah, it was a nes. So the thing doesn't change just because it's a nes. You might say, if you have medicine to cure it, so you're not going to say a new trefa. But if it's a nes, you're not going to say it's not a trefa because it's a miracle that it lived. That's his answer. See, Rav Moshe is saying, but today they all live. He gives an example of the Sanya Divi. Was the Sanya Divi? He says everyone takes it out. I suspect maybe it's, what does everyone have in the stomach? That they
appendix.
Appendix. Is the Sanya Divi the appendix? Because he says everyone has it taken out and they live. You don't need he brings the Sanya Divi.
They claim doctors claim that it's not such a good idea to
call Sanya Divi.
It's
all discussion. Yeah. Same as Shrotina Sanya Divi. He says so Nishtana Ateva. So he says you can't say it's a mess. See if it happens once, the Ramah said it happens once, but if it always. See, he's just saying, Rav Moshe, don't say, well, it's a treifa, because the Ramah says, a treifa that lives more than 12 months is still a treifa. because that if it happened once, you say it's a nes. But you can't say everybody cuts off, millions of people have their sanya divis taken out, and they're all fine. So you can't say it's a nes. So you have to say nishtana teva. So as he said, you can't answer like Rav Mar. Because one time it happens, you attribute it to a nes. And also, he says the answer to the Rashba. Remember, I always tell the joke to the Olam Matcha. One teretz of the Rashba is that it's a sheker. The guy's lying. Wherever you can, a million people had the surgery. You can't say they're lying. That's one of the teretz. That's one of the things I say, Sam. Rashba says you're a liar. That's one of his teretz. So one teretz is the nes. One teretz is a liar, but you can't say that on something that millions of people go through and they live fine. The Torah shekos rashbam shavasu shuvah be something perik elu treifas simirash v'gnim reibdavar mefursim b'chol oilam. You can't say it's a lie. Shabarov mishpachas ira nitoz there. Zobeinenu beinayim. Ek shechatz chua rofen v'hashen chayim mivriyim. Am shechem lam shnishtanu ativim. Shtan ativ. So Moshe is saying it's the Shana Teva.
He's talking about surgery, or he's talking about without surgery.
He means without medicine. He just means the Gemara says Sanya Divi is a treifa. He means according to the Gemara, if they cut out the Sanya Divi, a treifa. Today they cut out the Sanya Divi, and the person lives. You don't even need medicine. But out of Sanya Divi, they live today. So. So Rav Moshe makes a chiluk. Let's skip. So he wants to know. Okay, now what? Lagabi treifa, you go by the it was by Har Sinai. Shana Tev. Now what do we? So what do we do lagabi tzodaka, and what do we do lagabi murder? So look what he says, Rav Moshe. Three halachas: tzodaka, murder, and kashrus. Avok shna ayin bedin treifa guf. Shaluch hol dov shna shtana. The last paragraph in the fourth column, the last paragraph. Shina ayin bedin treifa guf. Shelo lechodam shin shtana me'en uchano yulechaya. It's a shtana me'en uchaya lechaya. She says it's a treifa. So would you be chayv if you kill him? Lehepech mechayil en uchaya hukamitchim. The din treifa gam. Bechir misa, the road sayach. If you kill a guy, so you say, he's a treifa, today he lives fine, I live for 120 years. So you put if you kill him, he's a treifa, he's in the time of Matan Torah. Rav Moshe is say, even in Hilchos treifa, we don't always go by the way it was in the time of Matan Torah. He says, Rosech Shargis a treifa putter, Mishama Furish Barama. When it comes to murder, you go by the doctors of that generation. When it comes to Hilchos treifas of a behema, so you go by. So he's showing Rav Moshe that even in Lagabi Yichas Treifas, there's a chiluk Lagabi murder. Because if you murder a treifa, it's a Gemara Yipata. It's a treifa. It's going to die anyway. According to the way Rav Moshe is Medayik Rambam, if today he's going to live, you chayv Misa.
You need a raya for this, Rabbi.
What?
You need a raya for this. I mean, he's just saying.
Look, he brings a Rambam. Mefurish b'Rambam. No, it was a Rambam. Shmeirat Seach Halacha Ches Shetolim be'umdinus Araifin. The Rambam doesn't say it looked the way it was in the time of Har Sinai. The Rambam says it's Tully and the doctors. By Treifus, he says the doctors say they live today. Enon Meshemana Chacham. But when it comes to murder, the Rambam says the Tully Harofim Shemyomusha Shemazeh Ein La Tala Ba'Adam Voyamus Yisena Do Acher Hu A Treifus Shepatu. If doctors will say he's not going to die, who kishalim shagul chayvul of misa, and you don't go by what what the chachamim said. The old surgery of sanya divi. If you would kill him, you'd be chayav misa. Legabe a behema, we say it's still treif. Engel mashu benu chachamim. Hay chayav alav misa. Hargis hasholim. Hapshim b'dehim lachil asur b'lav de treifa. Hargis mishen nitlu mimenu shtei akloyos. this is something that doesn't survive today. The Gemara says you can survive without any kidneys. Somebody in the Daf mentioned that animals have something that they have their own.
Cows
have something that they...
multiple stomachs, so the stomach, one of the stomachs...
They can take the... It's like, what's that called? It's like we have the machine that they can live. Shteyarosh, a putter, kargis, a trefa. They, because Rabbi Shah's day, they didn't have yet
dialysis.
Yeah. Said Af, first column. The first column is the last piece. I skipped a line. So what do you have to say? So Moshe makes this interesting point of divin halacha l'gabi murder and a divin halacha l'gabi kashrus. V'tzarchlam, v'rak betreifa l'isa achila, who kemet chila, l'gabi isa achil chila, afshu isa d'toli b'chias, it's toli b'chias, mitam dim haya toli b'umdim d'rofim. So he says like this. Why? Moshe wants to know, why do by treifa do we say it's totally what the Chachamim said, but when it comes to murder, it's totally the doctors?
It's like Rashi says, it doesn't really have any seichel to it. That's really what I answered.
So Reb Moshe says, let's see what Reb Moshe says. He has a good argument, Reb Moshe. Why didn't the Mishnah just say, whatever can live, let the Chachamim? Why do we need the homicidal of the treifas? Le'etzarech la'loch, l'migmar mi'ein treifas. Why do we need all these halachs? We've seen about Arbi Dvarim she samcha Torah la chachamim b'mundin neshalayim. That rely on the chachamim on their assessment. Binyani belias, they rely on the chachamim. We've seen as tam uklitas netia uchdaima. Do we have a misera? How long it takes for a plant to take root? The chachamim. All these scientific things, they relied on the chachamim. We've seen as tam uklitas uchdaima shagel l'shabes uklaim u'shvius machos asuris. Well, certain times in the machlokes, like everything else. So there's three shittas in the Gemara. How long it takes plants to take root? 3 days or 2 weeks. So, rely on the chachamim. Why would it came to treifas that they have to give us this mitzvah? So that's what Moshe's hechrich, that this is what they are, the Rambam Shita. The Hechrog Lomar, Shebe Issa Treifa Tobizman Sinas HaTorah. When it comes to Treifa, it's Tobizman Sinas HaTorah, Shebe Masha Ozlo Hoysa Kamo Achaya. That's why it's a Messiah. Like Rambam says, Abiyah Torah Asher Yerucha. Because if it was just Chachma, so then we shouldn't have any Messiah. It's whatever the Chachamim say. Shechachu Tzuchla Locha Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai Vais Lachais. Did we have clear that the treifas Halacha Moshe Misinai? We had a list in the Mishnah. Well, Rav Shmuel said 18. Our Mishnah doesn't say 18. We have 11 more. Remember, there's Shav Shmaitza and Basgar. But so I don't know. Shrein Hutzrach Halacha Misinai. She'elu Heina Treifas La'Olam. Avshi Zman Shishtana Teva Sacham Lo Yakein. Look, it's never actually an Isachila the treifa. This halacha Moshe Misinai is only going to be said to be lowly in chivrit sicha, with nothing to do with murder. Haptur humishum du gavrik tail. So there's no halacha Moshe Misinai. When it comes to murder, yes, the doctors. When it comes to treifa, since there's halacha Moshe Misinai, there's a messiah of what the treifas are. It meant to be in all generations, and even though the teva changed now. The teva changed. Both Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish are assuming there's a change of teva. Or like the Chazon Ish assumes, we discovered new medicines. We discovered new medicines. Also saying that it doesn't matter. Now, what about Psua Daka? One last thing is, how do you paskin like Psua Daka? This is Sugin Yavamas. Olchem b'Psua Daka u'shafcha. You see, he argues on a Chorei Rav Moshe, which shuts Bereiris. Who does he take on Rav Yaakov Emden? Makes him seem like a fool. He's, look at Reb Moshe, his starkeit. I love Reb Moshe's tkifus. Look at this last paragraph, Rabbi said. The chayim b'psua daka kushavcha. Shomatzinu shenem ba'alocha misin. There's no alocha Moshe misin. Miu b'psua daka kushavcha. I think, he says there's no alocha Moshe. It's not like treifas. El shadindo raizu, mishein amolid al deyapsia, v'dicha krisa. Somebody who's sterile from psia diko krisa, who is alav. There's no, it's not halacha Moshe Misinai. The rabbi said that if he can't be moiled, umasa torah lechachamim, the Nosan. This is given to the Chacham. Like when Moshe said those other things, most things in science or knowledge, you give it to the Chacham. So it's totally what it is today. There's no halacha Moshe Misina that's going to be reversed today. To me, sheno molid posas man. Sheno molid molid shechein tolish neshtana teva. If today a male could give birth with a hole in the testes, lachein kemish nikva beitza, vamsherof osim, the doctors do it, and you see it can be molid on a ram shemalin bezmanenu, yeshlach shira. Now, how do you know? So Rav Moshe is coming out, amazing, that the reason for Tzodaka is Eino Molid. Like, remember he had a Chakira before.
Yeah,
you know, maybe not. Umashi Adina. He brings a Raya. They did not tell me Mishino Molid. How do you know it's Mishino Molid? Maybe it's just these wounds. Maybe it's Xerz HaKosev, these wounds. Humitam the Rav Yosef Rabbi Boon, the Loman of Odiris. By Tzodaka, it doesn't say it's children, it's Eino Kluch. You know why? Because Tzodaka can't have Dairis. That's the Gemara brings a raya. Ilomani bar dairis. Somebody slugs it up. This is Shaklavitanya Vams. When Amira said, see, Tzodaka is Eino Moilid, because that's why I didn't say dairis. See, not the answers. He says, the afsha, umar abonin hiksha, du la lai, lai, mana, mishulo nemret, nesret, a dairis. Maybe there's no way. Maybe Tzodaka can have children in Enochluch, and they're just mutter. It's no mutter dairis. Not because they can't have children, just the Hashem never asked their children. By moms and by others, it says Adoris Siri. But Tzodaka is only us. Tzodaka.
Good point.
Halamasha Biarti. I didn't study this children. Enough and enough. I only want to focus on this piece. Okay, Aval. See, the Gemara was not sure where Psuadaka is. Maybe it's in the nose. The Gemara is a whole sugya yitzhak. Where's Psuadaka? Maybe it's in the wound. Maybe it's in the nose or the ears. So the Gemara says, Amid lo man of a dairis. She said, no, maybe it's still in the nose. But he says, but now that we decided that it's in the Osa Makam, Hello Nukhaleda Dinadaris. In other words, you can't prove it means Vaisa Makam, the Aver, because maybe they didn't count Doris, it's really in the ear, Psodaka. You can have 20 kids. Doesn't matter because only that. Yeah. Shari F. Shilfar, Shari Be'elu Sheng Molidum, Lashaka Doris. Fabli Lemichlav Dinadaris Beferish. Chemin Lo Nichlav Dinadaris Fesh Mukach. So Moshe holds. Rab Moshe holds that muchin is sugya, that it's muchach that a tzedakah is ain't a molid because it didn't say dairis. Because if it would be molid, so the Rebbe Shem should have said, oh, tzedakah is asa. Even if you're going to say the kids are a mutter, and he can have kids, but since it didn't say shai dafka beilu tzedakah kochei molid vein lam dairis v'adim tamachos rab the gamu rabbanim. So at the end. At the end, Rav Moshe Paskins, amazing. Rav Moshe Paskins, I don't have it yet. See, I didn't run it off. Rav Moshe says, if he can be Moilid, then he's not a Psotaka. So it's amazing Rav Moshe is the koyach that he has to say this chiddush. That what's Psotaka, so it comes out like this, halacha Rav Moshe, that Psotaka can have a wound that the Gemara says Psotaka. But if it's molded today, so it's not a Psoedaka. Because the issue is, now he brings, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Psoedaka can have babies sometimes. So he blessed Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He brings it to Yaivat, says, well, Psoedaka can sometimes have kids.
America.
No, not a nest.
No,
he doesn't mean a nest.
He must have known that. He must have known it from experience. The Yaakov Emden is not just saying it.
Yeah, so Moshe blessed him. He says it's ain't no klum. He blessed him. He blessed him for that. But today, so Moshe Shita is, if he can ask kids, there's no Issa Psoedaka. I think Gemara says that's a Psoedaka, but it changed today because the Issa is Tully in Chachmei Hadoyrus. It's like murder. According to Rav Moshe, Psoedaka is like murder. It's Tully in the wise people of that generation. Not whatever the Gemara says is Psoedaka. Either, so you say the Teva changed? How could you answer it? You say the Teva changed, or maybe we have some new discovery, some new medicine, or the Teva changed, but Trefa doesn't change. So that's the bottom line of the shir. That treifa, everyone agrees. The Rambam says clearly, he doesn't explain it why. See, the Rambam just says, doesn't explain why. So Moshe, you know, so each one tries to explain the Rambam. Hilchas treifas, it meant, the Chazanish gives his thing, the Alpayim Shel Torah. See, what I like to use the Chazanish is, sometimes we have knowledge, like the Gemara says, certain bugs, they don't reproduce. So you're not chayv if you kill those bugs. So today, we know that all bugs reproduce. The Gemara believed in spontaneous generation. Till 200 years ago, 300 years, the whole world believed in it. So I always use this chazanish, the halach is nifsak, according to the knowledge of the chachamim. Right. Is the halach is nifsak, according to the knowledge of the chazanish says. But the chazanish doesn't say it in all areas. See, the chazanish says, well, he does seem, when he says it's talpayim shel Torah, so he says, well, this was given to the chachma of the chachamim, and once that's the din, it doesn't change. Like the Chazanish said, it says the Alpayim Shel Torah, and once they paskin that way, it remains fair al piyat
Torah. If somebody's diagnosed with cancer, is he a treifa?
No, see, you can be sick. You're not a treifa unless you have a chisara. You notice all the treifas, either holes, yeah, cut, or...
That's why I don't want to argue.
Just a guy's dying of cancer, he's not a treifa al piyat, not at all.
Could I argue that if you take a treifa... No. Everybody holds, according to what we learned today, that a treifa is a treifa, and you can never become a treifa. I want to argue that if it's a question of a hole, and you could surgically remove the hole, then he's not a treifa anymore. He does no longer have the hole. And nobody deals openly with it. I don't hear anybody dealing openly with it. They do all about medicines and survival. They keep talking about survival. But I'm talking about the definition of a treifa is he have a hole in the heart.
If you fix the hole.
He never has a hole. He's not a treifa anymore. Nobody talks about that. So I talked to Rabbi Flaumer about it. He said to me, he insists that he says, once it's a treifa, it can never become a treifa. So I want to argue that then nobody's saying that. You could surgically remove a typhus and the animal becomes kosher. That's all. I just want to make that argument.
You didn't hear a raya.
I don't hear them saying against it. I don't hear them saying.
Right. No, you're right.
I don't hear them talking against it. That's all. Right. And I was waiting for the to be open on that question.
And he doesn't deal with it. That's like, can you fix a treifa?
Yeah. Could you get rid of that concern?
Sam, you hear that? What's being suggested is, and we didn't seem to cover tonight, if there's a treifa, there's a hole in the heart. And the doctors seal up the hole, they fix the hole.
How do you know that?
Maybe if they can cure the treifa, so it's not a treifa anymore.
See, that would be medicines that are keeping them alive now.
Yeah.
The treif is a hole,
and they fixed it. There's no more holes. So we said, Krum shalom achmas amak eino krum. Krum shalom achmas amak. Say no krum, boy. So it won't last. It's just gonna. It's not a good thing.
Yeah,
but here they fixed it. It's gonna last forever. We didn't deal with Moshe. Didn't deal with that.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com